Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
All right, guys, so we had such good response and feedback from the divorce episode that we decided that we need to dig deeper into this and we need to get a professional because as skilled as Dolores was, she's immortal and we needed a divorce god. So we called in the big guns and we got a heavy-duty divorce lawyer.
Yeah,
no joke. Jessica, go ahead. Thoughts, comments, concerns?
I'm super excited to talk to Nancy Horta. She is a divorce attorney who is so badass and takes no shit. So she's going to tell us everything we need to know. And we got questions from you guys.
Yeah.
We're going to ask her everything. So because I know nothing about this. Like, how does it even work?
There's a lot of rules.
Who do you even like? It's just even annoying to get divorced. This is the process you have to go through. Like,
yeah, and it's fucking long. And you want somebody you could trust along this long ass road with you.
When you like dump a boyfriend, you just want to be fucking done, right?
But it's easy to dump a boyfriend because you dump him and then you're like, bye. Send your friends into
right.
my DMs. It's a little different when you're divorcing somebody.
And that's what's natural. That's how it always should be. Like, why did they make divorce so
fucking difficult? Because they want less marriages to happen.
Yes, but...
That's why people don't get married because they're scared of divorce.
Well, let me tell you. Let me give you some stats, okay? Researchers estimate that 45 to 50% of all marriages will end in divorce or permanent separation. Okay.
Wow.
Although divorce has been a part of American society, divorce has been more common in the last 50 years. So just think about it. We're going to do a bridal episode and be like, yeah, you're ready, blah, blah, blah.
And then right after
those people,
like right after we're going to post the divorce episode.
Those odds are not good. Those are not good odds. All should be rethinking this shit. Like, it's just flipping a coin pretty much, you know?
Yeah, it's 50-50, basically. You're like, heads or tails, I'm getting divorced.
In the United States, there's one divorce approximately every 36 seconds.
Every 36 seconds there's a divorce?
Yeah.
I don't understand how many people are in this world that that's even leaving anything for married people.
Oh, someone just lost their husband.
Oh. Oh,
someone's wife is fucking the mailman.
Oh, pool boy down.
Pool boy down. Yep. So... You know, I don't know. I don't know. It is. It's crazy. And it's really why people should, you know, I guess society, like celebrities get married. They meet somebody and then, you know, in a few weeks,
they also get
married,
divorced so fast.
But they also get divorced. But it makes people think like, hey, I can do that. You know what I mean? Like, maybe we should all take a second and like really
think about it. I mean, it's a little late for us, but the rest of you.
I'm really reconsidering, but I guess now I'm like, shit.
Now you're going to be a statistic.
Like, I almost want to tell my husband, like, do you know how hard this is going to be to get divorced? Like, we got to figure it
out. That's such a dick move.
All right. So this, I think, is really interesting. About 3 out of every 4 people divorced will remarry.
Okay.
So
3 out of 4. That's a good statistic.
That's a good statistic.
People still having hope.
Yeah. Like, I think that's really nice. Like, they don't, you know, because
they're not salty.
When you think of like divorce, like, oh, the bitter divorcee. But no, they're all fucking finding love again.
That's great. You know what? A lot of people have told me.
New reality show?
The divorcee.
The divorcee. Finding love again.
Oh, my God. If anybody picks that up, we want the credit on
that.
Yeah.
No, I
want
to host
that
shit.
By the way. Yeah.
I'll give you full rights if you're crazy can be like, and what do you think of this divorcee?
Divorcees.
If fucking divorce was easy as going through the drive-thru at McDonald's and getting
Everyone would get a drive-thru divorce. That's what would happen. It would be, you know, divorce R Us. And you'd just drive right through.
I don't think you'd
pick
have
up your paperwork.
This. Yeah. Go right through and say, I'll have it.
There would be way too many weddings in this world.
I'll have a divorce today with a side of...
Yeah, curly fries.
Curly fries.
Can you imagine?
And also the big screen TV. Can you add that on to my order?
Please.
I'll also take the couch.
Also take the dining room table.
And the dog. Please throw the dog in there.
Oh, my God. They should do that.
Who gets the dog?
Yeah.
My friend Becca, her sister, okay, they're not divorced. They're just
separated?
Dated a long time. Right? But they had a dog together.
Oh, see, that's like having kids.
Tracy, every 3 months, the dog's like 16 now. I mean, they've had this dog since like forever.
Every 3 months, he goes from one house to the other. Spends holidays.
Yes!
He's, the dog splits holidays.
Sniffy.
Sniffy splits the holidays?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a hashtag.
They've figured out co-parenting. It's amazing.
That's so fun. And they're good about it?
They're so good.
Wow.
They both love this dog. And like, they both live on opposite sides of the country and they literally co-parent.
Wait, they ship this dog back and forth? Oh, get out of here.
No, they don't plane it. I don't know what they do. But yeah, this dog literally spends half the time like with each of them. And it's amazing. And I'm like, could you imagine just seeing an ex-boyfriend that much that just shows up at your door for
with sniffing? Your dog?
Yeah.
No.
Like, no thanks.
No, thank you.
Okay, so 1 in 7 married people have contemplated divorce because of their partner's social media activity. I mean,
oh, that's
ridiculous.
Crazy. That's so crazy. That's so ridiculous.
1 in 5 people feel uneasy about their relationship after discovering something on their partner's Facebook account.
Facebook. Like, maybe talking to an ex, I get.
Yes.
Like, that would be reasons of
But this is
removal.
What people are doing with their social media. Facebook is the number one source for online divorce, okay? 81% of divorce attorneys have used or encountered evidence obtained from social media.
Wow. So social media is destroying this world.
Destroying this fucking world. 14% of adults say they look through their partner's social media accounts for evidence of infidelity.
Wow.
And we've all done that, right?
I mean, I guess.
Even when I'm not stalking to be stalking, yeah. I'm like...
You end up finding something.
Yeah,
you're like,
around.
Oh, I didn't know about this. I mean, yeah, but like there are super sensitive people. Like people message me all the time and they're like, do you know Corey follows like all these like model Instagram models? And I'm like, okay, like
ooh,
guess what?
Shook.
They exist. Oh, like I can't believe like he thinks they're pretty. What an animal. Like who cares? Like there are girls that are like, you can't follow her. Like who? She's hot. Let him look. Like what's the difference? Like he's looking anyway. What is the difference?
My question is like,
so
okay.
You're going to only have his boys on there?
Let me ask you a question. If Corey comments on a Instagram model's picture
no.
hot and puts 5 emojis.
No, I'm not down for the commenting.
Wait, but
I'm
listen,
not into the commenting.
I agree. But like, let's say you go to divorce and you bring this to a lawyer. Now, are they printing out actual paperwork that shows fire
like
emojis?
Booty shots
yeah,
and fire emojis.
Peach emoji. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
they, like,
amazing.
This is what we have against you. It's
this
like,
is the evidence we've attained is a big booty injection. And fire emojis.
It's embarrassing. It's just
that's
weird.
That's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. Like, I think that's how it works. Like, they can just nail you for anything.
Yeah, well, then when you set yourself up for failure, you're giving them all the evidence you need. Like,
whoa. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not commenting on, like, hot guys of Instagram being like, wow, so hot. Like, I think the only person I've ever commented on is, like, Ryan Phillippe's page, and I literally wrote, he's still got it. Like, but, like, he's fucking unattainable. He's a celebrity. Like, I'm not commenting on, like, Insta models.
I feel like, you know, it takes so much, like, even my friends will post something, and it takes so much work to, like, write a comment.
But, like, also, you're aware of when you're writing it. You're like, you know what
yes.
you're doing, you should not be doing. So you're... It's just your body not caring. Like, you just don't care.
I don't like the comments either on Instagram.
I don't mind if you're looking.
Yeah.
You want to follow these hot girls? Sure, I follow them too. Sometimes they're inspiration. I love the hair. I love the
yeah.
makeup. I love where they get their whatevers. Like, I think it's cool. But then once you're commenting, then you're looking for the attention because you want her to see your comment.
All
and
day.
Either respond or follow you back. And then it gets sticky. Then I'm not into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I
you
don't mind if guys... That's what social media is there for. It's all looking. It's all pictures.
I mean... Okay. Okay. This is good. Men, I fucking tell you this all the time. Like, having kids does not mean they don't stop men. They will never stop men.
No, you could. There's men that look for pregnant bitches. Like,
yes.
Kids are not stopping men. That's a fucking fetish.
We look at it from a women's point of view because for us, we're like, oh shit. Like, if a man you're dating has kids, like, okay, that's baggage.
Yeah,
because so
I'm taking care of him.
Yeah,
then
so,
I'm gonna end up
right,
taking care of
so
him
that's
differently.
What that's what we think about. Men don't look at a girl and go, oh, she's got kids. They think, oh, she's got a cute ass. Like,
yeah, she's got cute ass. Kids come with it, but it's really hot ass.
Yeah, hot ass first, kids second. It's
yeah.
just how they operate. So don't be intimidated by, you know, thinking, oh, I can't start over. I have kids. I have baggage. It's not a real fucking thing.
I don't think
men don't
guys
care.
Really care.
No.
They just really don't care because regardless, you're still having sex with them, whether you have kids or not.
It's very easy. Men are very simple.
They're simple creatures.
They're simple creatures.
It's A, B, and C, and that is all that exists up there.
I'm going to tell you about a really cool phenomenon. Those between the age of 54 and 64, right?
The divorce rate has quadrupled over the last 30 years, and they're calling this phenomenon the gray divorce.
The gray divorce? Wow. Way to fucking hammer that nail. Oh, my God. If you don't feel bad about yourself getting divorced at 60, why don't we call it the gray divorce and make you into a category of just gray people?
You go to the attorney. You're like, yes, me and my 60-year-old husband are getting divorced. Oh, sorry to hear about
Your gray divorce.
In 2011, a 99-year-old Italian man divorced his 96-year-old wife because she had an affair in the 40s.
See, that is fucking gold to me, because she had an affair in the 40s. He just found out about it. How? Probably Facebook.
Seriously.
And like, she would have got away with it. But stupid fucking social media screwed over this woman's like 70-year marriage.
The couple is now preparing to split despite the ties they have forged over nearly 8 decades. 5 children, 12 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild.
I bet you Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, get your fucking shit together. We need an anti-cheating proof Facebook
platform.
Yeah, platform that we can work off of. You're getting 90-year-olds divorced over here. Like, it's not fair.
The couple is going to set a new record for oldest couple seeking divorce, previously held by a British couple who are both 98 years old.
That's phenomenal. That is fucking amazing.
Goals. We have to get them on the show.
Yeah, let's call them.
The gray divorce.
They're
going to
be like, it was all because of Facebook.
I can't.
With their cane and their one tooth left.
It was his status. He posted a status about that booty in the 30s.
Booty's not like it was in the 40s.
Well, I'm going to give you the best fact of the day.
Right,
we'll end on this.
Hit me.
Men take a longer time to move on and get remarried after a divorce.
This is what happens. When a guy breaks up with a girl, divorce, breakup, it doesn't matter, he immediately goes out and hangs out with his boys. Then afterwards, he realizes, wow, I messed up. Then he goes into the crying phase, and then he goes into the will you take me back phase. Girls go right into the crying phase, get it out of the way. Then they go into the I'm going to be okay. Then they go out with their friends, and that's the cherry that puts us right over the edge where you can't get us back. That's the difference, because men go backwards.
Confidence is back.
Men go backwards. Yeah. They get too much confidence up front, and then they start like doubting themselves, and then they come crawling back. The girls get over it right away. We put ourselves through shit, cry, shout, yell, break shit. Then we go out with our friends and be like, fuck this. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. If they were on the same schedule as us, they may be able to get us back.
No. Who do you know who the shortest celebrity marriage is?
I want to say it's Kim and Chris, but I don't think it is. I think there's one recently that was quicker.
Kim and Chris, how many days?
76?
72.
72. Okay.
Look at you.
I know things. Useless things. I'm a fucking Snapple fact, but I know things.
Britney Spears holds the shortest celebrity marriage, her union with Jason Alexander. Who the fuck is that?
I think he's really hot.
Is that guy from Seinfeld?
No. That is also Jason Alexander, but I'm pretty sure Britney's is hot. Let's look him up. We're going to post a picture on Bad Examples.
It lasted only 56 hours before it was annulled.
Wasn't it a Vegas one? Was it a Vegas one?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. But anyway, I think he's really hot. I'm pretty sure I remember this going down and being like, wow, he's cute.
The Real Housewives franchise has an overall divorce rate of 35%.
Well, yeah, because they're literally... Don't even get me started. Forget. I'm not even going to go into it. But they're on the show promoting all the things they have. And like, they're opening up their husbands to these girls who are like, I want those things. And they're more susceptible to getting hit on because you're putting your husband out there. I mean...
If a homewrecker stole your spouse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You in the following states, you can sue them. Hawaii. Everyone write this down. Know if you live this. Hawaii.
Oahu.
Illinois. New Mexico. North Carolina. Mississippi. South Dakota. And Utah. Of course, Utah. So if a home wrecking hoe steals your man, you sue her motherfucking ass.
Sue that bitch.
Don't just fucking post shit on like, you know, social media, like this hoe, and like post like messages that are intended to her. What do you call that? When you like post stuff that you mean to like direct towards somebody else.
Intentional posts. What are you talking about?
Passive aggressive.
Oh, passive aggressive.
Intentional post.
Intentional post.
Passive. Don't be passive aggressive. Just fucking sue them.
Would you not do that?
Yeah. If I lived in Hawaii, I would be like,
I'm about to move to Hawaii just to sue some hoe, because why not? That's been lifelong dream.
So wait, if you're visiting Hawaii, question. If you're visiting Hawaii and your husband has an affair while you're in Hawaii, can you home wreck that hoe?
What if you're visiting Hawaii and you fall in love with Hawaiian and
the home wrecking hoe?
And they can they sue you?
Well, it's very, very complicated.
We should know this.
Yeah, we should know this before we brought it up, but that's fine. Guys, you know what? Homework. Google it.
Legal teams call it alienation of affection.
Ooh. Whoa, that's pretty aggressive.
And last but not least, the latest trend in divorce is to throw a divorce party, which
oh my God, Jessica texted me these pictures of this woman who had a fucking divorce photo shoot burning her husband's photo. Wait, what else did she have? The pictures. Wait, we were dying or laughing at so loud. I couldn't believe it. She had like a full-blown photo shoot in the park. It was like her.
The same as you would to get engagement pictures.
Yeah, like your engagement pictures, but it was all divorce. She had like happy divorce balloons, like whatever it was. I was like, is this real life? But somebody told me this, that they were on a flight and a bunch of drunk older women got on the flight and they all had t-shirts that said the one said, I'm getting divorced, and it said the divorce crew, and her friends took her away on a trip like you would a bachelorette party to celebrate the divorce. And they were all fucked up, like laughing and so loud on the plane, but nobody said anything because they were all like, let her live, like she's finally divorced.
Don't you feel like if your friend gets divorced, this is what they deserve? Like, everyone, if you know, have a friend that's getting divorced, throw them a divorce party.
If it's not sad, I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe not a divorce party for a sad divorce, but like if he's a dick and he fucks 100 women behind your back, have a divorce party. Get her a cake, get her balloons, get her dick straws, get her out there, have a divorce party, get the matching shirts.
I love this, Trey. The girl's got the divorce papers, the photo shoot in one hand, and the other hand a sign that says, I wish you the best, but you already had it.
Right. I was thinking of, but so good.
She's stomping on the fucking
she
picture.
Literally, it's a picture of her heel cracking the glass of the framed picture of them. It's epic.
She's got her wedding shoes and one thing says
these
established
are so funny
2016, the other shoe says done 2019.
And she's smiling the biggest Kool-Aid smile she has in her pocket. Look at her, she's so happy. These pictures were hysterical, and I was like, you know what? If he does you wrong and you want to celebrate, you're finally done. Like, that's hysterical and kind of weirdly empowering.
All right, let's talk to Nancy, because I think she's going to have a lot to say about all of this.
I mean, yeah. Shut us down while you
can,
Nancy.
Shut us down. Let's go to commercial first, and let's get Nancy on the phone, and let's drill her with the really hard questions that everyone wants to know, like, about divorce.
Yeah.
You know, free legal advice.
So, quick story. I was working a late night, and I didn't have a chance to get a break, and I was starving, and I was texting Denny, and I'm like, Denny, I'm so hungry. And when I got home, he had surprised me, and he made me one of my vegetarian HelloFreshes. And that is what's so beautiful about HelloFresh, is that anybody can do it. It is so simple. I mean, they give you step-by-step instructions. You can't screw it up. You know, and he didn't have to like look in the refrigerator, figure out what to make me. It was all right there for him to do. And I really think if I didn't have a HelloFresh, I probably would have starved to death that night. Break out of your dinner rut with HelloFresh's 20 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week. There's something for everyone, from family recipes to calorie smart to vegetarian, and fun menus like Hall of Fame and Kraft Burgers. HelloFresh is flexible and fits your lifestyle, just like what happened to me. You can add extra meals to your weekly order, as well as add yummy add-ons like garlic bread and cookie dough. And it's easy to change your delivery dates, food preferences, and skip a week whenever you need. I do this all the time. HelloFresh comes right to your door, pre-packaged, all these fresh, amazing ingredients. You gotta try it for yourself. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples80 and enter badexamples80. $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples80 and enter code badexamples80. It's like receiving 8 meals free. You get $20 off your first 4 boxes.
How is something that is so good like alcohol so bad when it's warm? Like warm, hot booze is the worst. And that is why we love and appreciate Brewmate. Brewmate's stylish insulated drinkware is designed to keep your favorite beverages ice cold all day long. Whatever your taste in beer, wine, or spirits, Brewmate makes sure every sip is the perfect temp. So Tracy has the Winesolator Uncorked gift set bundle. The Winesolator fits a full bottle of wine. And the gift bundle comes with wine glasses. And the wine glasses have a splash-proof lid and are available in 30 colors. Think about it, guys. You want pink. You want blue. You want to be cool like Tracy and get marble. You want sleek matte black. They have it all. And it's the perfect gift for the wine lover in your life. Speaking of gifts, I got Denny the Hopsolator Trio, okay? The Hopsolator is a patented 3-in-1 insulated stainless steel canned cooler. So it fits 16 and 12 ounce cans. So perfect for beer lovers. And my husband loves this thing. He literally brings it everywhere. We went away last week and he packed it for himself. I prefer my Hopsolator Slim, which obviously is perfect for your White Claws, your Michelob Ultras, your Red Bulls, and any spiked seltzer for you basic bitches. Guys, don't settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com and add code BADEXAMPLES to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com and enter code BADEXAMPLES. No matter what you're drinking, Brewmate is there for you. Go to brewmate.com and enter code BADEXAMPLES for 15% off. You know, this is a really great episode to talk about BetterHelp because, you know, even something like divorce, which you don't really think twice about, oh, my friend's going through a divorce, it can be freaking hard. And sometimes, you know, you feel alone in this battle. So BetterHelp is there for you. BetterHelp is online counseling. Connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. And it's so convenient. You can literally get help right now. Do it on your own time, at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with a therapist. And BetterHelp has licensed professional counselors who are specialized in everything: depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, family conflicts. And anything you share is confidential. If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. There's over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across 50 states and available worldwide. And think about it, every kind of communication mode you could want: text, chat, phone, video. And communication starts in under 24 hours. I mean, sometimes you really, really need somebody. And, you know, picking up your insurance book and trying to figure out that way, it takes forever and you never know who you're getting. Start communicating in under 24 hours. And what's beautiful is financial aid is available for those that qualify. Secure, convenient, professional, affordable. Best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Get 10% off your first month with discount code BADEXAMPLES. So why not start today? Go to BetterHelp.com/bad examples. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you love. That's BetterHelp.com/bad examples.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Bravo Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
If you're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain and enjoying breathtaking visuals and a gripping story, then your answer is Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a casual game anyone can play, but it's made for adults. I'm addicted to this game, I'm not going to lie. I'm on level like 50 now. It's just great because anywhere you are, you can just play. And it's fun, and it's got these cute little creatures and characters. And my next goal in this game is to compete against Tracy because I know she plays too, and I know we can compete against each other. But I'm a little intimidated because last time she came here, I was stuck on a level, and she literally whipped my ass. Like, she was like, oh, here, let me do it. And meanwhile, I tried to beat this level like 20 million times. It's pretty much a puzzle game, and it literally is updated monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old. 100 million downloads globally and does not require internet to play. Great for traveling, play anywhere, the plane, the subway, the doctor's office. That's my favorite. I'm sitting there giggling like a hyena, and people are just staring at me so angry because they've been waiting for 45 minutes doing nothing. Download for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Yeah, why not try it? You can download it for free and play against me. Download for free on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Okay, guys, so excited to have on the show a real person that knows what they're talking about. And she's actually an old friend of mine. She's one of my sorority sisters, and I can't even believe I know someone like this important in my life. Like, this smart. It makes me feel so cool. My friend Nancy Murray Horta. She Good is morning. A divorce attorney.
Yes.
And she just came from court, which I love.
Yeah, I think that's the first time in the past 3 years since I became a mom that someone referred to me as a real person. So all of that just made my day.
Wonderful. Like, days being made all over the place.
Like, Tracy, right? I was like, oh, you know, she's in court this morning.
Yeah, she was like, oh my God, she has like court this morning. You know, like, she's a real person. Like, she's a real lawyer. And I was like, yeah, I get that.
How'd it go? How did court go?
It went fantastic. You know, it's one of the best parts of my job is that people come to me and their lives are kind of broken and they're in a bad place. And then, you know, I can tell them one thing, and that's if they stick with me like a year from now, they'll be in a better place. It may not be perfect, but we'll get you to a better place. And that's why I love my job.
So I got to tell you, it's amazing you did this. Like, you became this because, like, you were no bullshit in college. Like, I was scared of you. So, like, if I'm looking for someone to represent me against my husband, like, you are the go-to bad bitch. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm not easily intimidated.
Yes, no.
You're intimidated by me, and I feel like that's so weird because I don't feel intimidated.
No, you like, you are sweet and a very nice person, but like, I'm not crossing you. No.
Well,
I can't.
Well, hey, right back at you, right? You know, we have to be strong. Every woman should be like that.
Yeah, very, very true. How long have you been a divorce attorney for?
About give or take 10 years. I started my career of working at the Bergen County Courthouse as a law clerk. And so I still have lots of friends over there. It's a wonderful place. And I've been in private practice for about 4 years now.
Wow. And you said you work exclusively in family law, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So a lot of attorneys, you know, you come across people and they're like, yeah, I'm a lawyer. I do law stuff. Like, all I do is divorce, family law, adoption, custody, child support. I don't do taxes. I don't do real estate. I don't muddle in anything else. I'm just a boutique family law practice.
It's exclusive.
You know, you don't go to a dentist for open heart surgery. And this is the most important thing, your family. So
very, very, very true. I'm just curious, like, what made you interested in this part of, you know, law?
I sort of fell into it. I've always wanted to be a lawyer, like, since I was, my mom actually told me I wanted to be a lawyer when I was 4. So I guess that she planted the seed and I just always wanted to do this. But I fell into the family law aspect. When I was in law school, I clerked for a judge as an intern in Bergen County, and he asked me back as a law clerk. And he happened to be in the family division. So I just kind of fell into it and I really liked it. And I'm good at it, so I kept at it.
It's very beneficial to have. It's something that everyone is going to need, unfortunately, sometime, whether it's, you know, any range of what you do from all the family. There's just so much family drama from one person to the next, and I feel like that's what everybody needs, is somebody who's exclusive to this and only does that. And that's why I feel like that you're the best, that we needed to have you.
Well, thank you very much. But it's also, you know, I hope that one of the positive things that I do, and one of the things that I think is so important to know for your listeners, is it's, you don't have to be like in a situation where the cops are coming to your house or you're fighting over who takes the kids for Thanksgiving in order to like use me or someone like me as a resource, because, mm-hmm. you know, especially women, and I help a lot of men too. Really, I don't focus on women or men, but I tend to work with a lot more women just because, and a lot of women don't have, like, they aren't empowered with the knowledge of what they're entitled to or how this process works. And then they're scared of pulling the trigger if they're in an unhappy situation. So
right.
all the time that I need, you know, like, you don't have to be at the cusp, on the brink of divorce to come and access me and say, just tell me, you know, how would this play out? So that this way, when you're having a fight, instead of saying, like, I'm going to stay here in an unfortunate situation, just, you know,
see
what
your options
are, pros and cons are. You know, yeah. You can make an informed decision and you can be there because you want to be. And that's how everyone's family life should be.
So that's
it's good to, you know, keep me in my pot, in your pocket. For
yes.
That purpose.
So that's a great way, because I think a lot of women are like, at what point do I seek, you know, someone to step in and help out? And like, you start off with just a consultation. So someone can just almost just come see you and just talk it through with you, right?
That's exactly what it is. And that's the way that I operate at any part of the process. So you call me, it's all confidential. You can pay in cash or by credit card or by check, but nobody ever has to know about it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you just come in and I answer your questions for an hour and then you can leave. And if you never talk to me again, that's fine. We're Facebook friends, that's no problem. But, you know, you'll know what you need to know. And then if you ever need to access me in the future, like, hey, this came up. I take emails 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Like I said, I'm a mom. So I tell everyone at my consultation, you know, it happens. You sit and you talk at someone for an hour. And then, of course, you leave. You pick up your car keys and you're like, crap, I forgot to ask that question. And that's all I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell everyone, just email me and I'll answer the question. And this way, you know, you can just take a deep breath and kind of go on with your life and leave this part to me.
And for those who are going to be interested in your services for a consultation to come in and talk to you, how much does something like that run them?
Well, my hourly rate is $300, but I charge $200 for my initial consultation.
Okay.
And then for your listeners, I'm going to give them a $50 credit.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's awesome.
Thank you. On behalf of all the baddies, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and all the baddies trying to get out of their daddies.
Yeah.
Go see Nancy.
Yeah, well, just protect themselves, right?
So, Nancy, what's like when somebody comes in for a consultation and sit down, like what's the first question that you ask? Like, what do you need to know? Just curious.
So what I usually tell them is I tell them my little spiel, you know, where what the ABCs of me and like what they're going to get out of the consultation. And then I tell them to try to relax and tell them that I'm going to lead the conversation so I can get their information, because so many people come in and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know where to start. We met mm-hmm. when we were 13. And I'm like, all right, don't go back that far for 20
years. Yeah, yeah.
I tell them I'm going to ask them pointed questions so that I can get the information I need so that I can properly advise them. And then once I get that, to be honest, the question that I ask is, you know, there's two. The first is, you know, why are you getting divorced, or why are you in this situation? Like, why did, you know, the shit hit the fan?
Right.
And
what is the cause?
What do you want? Like, what is your number one goal? Because in divorce, specifically in family law, like 98%, and that's a generalized number over the state of New Jersey, 98% of cases settle. So one of the misconceptions that people have is they think that they're going to go and they're like, the judge needs to know this. Most of the time, the judges aren't making decisions. And that's a positive thing in our realm of the law, because you're dealing with family problems. You really don't want someone that doesn't know you to come in and make a decision about your family.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the laws in the state of New Jersey are really geared to push people to negotiate and come to a resolution on their own. And I'm also a trained mediator in the state of New Jersey. So I really do focus on trying to get everyone to resolution by settlement.
Right.
So, you know, when I say, what is it that you want? Like, what is your priority here? Some people say, well, the only thing that I want is I want to be able to travel with my kids abroad to see my family once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe the other side is being a jerk and you have to, you know, negotiate that. And you may have to give up a couple bucks in order to get that. So I try to get a priority list.
Got it. I love that. Nancy, do people ever cry in your office? Like when they're...
Of course. I cry with them sometimes.
I assumed that they go in there and they only cry. Like, I can only imagine this going very, like, hard and, like, such a difficult process. But it's almost comforting to know that, like, there are so many men in that industry that, like, when you're a woman going through it, it's comforting to have another woman who's... who you're speaking to about this, who's a divorce attorney, because you want them to kind of, they have just more, just women have empathy. Just more empathy and compassion.
I was going to ask, do you ever get emotionally attached to your clients and to their stories?
So many of my clients are my good friends. I mean, I have so many clients that now, like, we're invited to, like, my baby shower, and I'm invited to their kids' parties, and I have clients that are, you know, not very wealthy, and they have little kids, and I, like, call them on the weekend, like, please come bring your kids to my pool, like, you know, my pool membership, I don't want them to sit in the heat, you know, like, so, yeah, we go through a really, like, incredible process together, and I get divorced 10 times a week, but some of these people, and most of them, and I hope a lot of them only do it once, so... Mm-hmm. You know, you're really bringing someone through a really serious process. And, you know, there's crying, there's laughing, there's screaming and cursing. And I tell people, I don't have any ego about this. I'm going to go home to my own family. So if you think I'm doing something wrong and you curse at me, I'm okay with it. Not going to be abusive to me, because, you know, give it back. But as long as we have mutual respect, that's, you know, but there's so much of that. It's a very emotionally charged field of the law. I can't think of one that's more emotionally charged.
Yeah, especially when there's kids involved. It's tough. Do you feel like your clients, once they come see you and it's all done, like, they're better off, like, they're happier, like, almost like a weight lifted off their shoulder? That's how I envision it.
Yeah, so what I tell people all the time is I don't break up marriages. I just do the paperwork. So people come to me and their marriages are already over. In some instances, they've been over for years and they just haven't, you know, gotten the locomotion together to get out of it. And so that's my job. And absolutely. Yeah, we go through that. And at the end of it, there's always that sigh of relief, even if it's just for conclusion, because divorce takes on average a year. So it's a long process.
That's very long.
Why is it so long?
Can it be settled faster, or is it just the paperwork?
Yeah, no, we can. I mean, but people say, how long does it take? Two months to 2 years is the, you know, the lawyer answer.
Whoa.
But on average, that's
such a stretch.
And I come up with that number for a bunch of reasons. I mean, that's the common timeline, but also the state of New Jersey sets standards for the court system by which, like, the best practice standards by which we have to conclude it. And you're supposed to get the case done in 365 days. You know, there's a lag time. You file a complaint for divorce, and then you have 90 days to serve the other party. Sometimes you don't want to serve the other party because it's their birthday or your kid's birthday or the anniversary or your kid has a dance recital or whatever. So these things just take time and finesse.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense now why, like, getting a divorce, it's so expensive, because it's not. It's a lot of work.
Lot of man hours.
Yeah, a lot of man hours. I get it. Nancy, when people come to you, have they already made up their mind? Like, are they on the fence when they come to you, and then they're like, oh, like, this might actually be better for me, and then they make the move? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll tell you that. I mean, okay, so yes, of course, there are people that come to me and they say, just like we talked about before, I just want information. I'm not really sure where I'm going.
Right.
And I give them that information. But for example, I'm very happy in my marriage and I'm very vocal about it. My husband, I think he's the hottest guy in the world. I think he's the most wonderful man on earth. I love him. I've loved him since the beginning. I'm not letting him go. So there's no reason that I would explore options as to if we broke up, what would happen. And I think that when you're doing that, when you dip your toe in that water, you know, you already know that it's over. You, in your mind, have just decided that either you're going to stick around for the kids, or, you know, maybe you have a trip planned to Hawaii next year. I'm not being judgmental or even saying, like, that's a bad thing. Everybody's life operates differently, and not everyone is lucky enough to have married someone that they really like. So, you know, to love somebody and to like someone is two different things.
Is your husband scared of you?
No. See, my husband is a divorce attorney too, believe it.
Oh my God. These kids are living the life of luxury.
There you go. Oh, it's like, could you imagine? Like, I feel like Denny would be shook if I was a divorce attorney.
Yeah, but that's why they're like, we got to make sure about this because I'm a divorce attorney and you're a divorce attorney, and that's just going to go crazy.
But, you know, I think, and he says this all the time, I think that one of the reasons that it works for us is because, like, we don't say the D word. We don't threaten it. Like, I know people that they threaten divorce. Like, it's like not a big deal.
Right.
Like, let me tell you, it is a very big deal, you know? So you asked a question about, you know, are there certain instances where people come and see me and they decide to get divorced because they saw me? Well, you know, again, I really think that I don't break up relationships. So I just give them the facts of how their case is probably going to resolve. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to do better divorce than you are married because, you know, 101 pennies don't come from a dollar. So unless you're living high off the hog and you guys have millions to throw around and you're not getting your fair share during the course of the marriage, mm-hmm. the chances are you're not going to wind up with more in the course of divorce, right?
Right.
I feel like most people stay together through divorce, which is what takes so long because of the kids, because they're so back and forth. And they're like, let's keep trying to work it out and that whole thing. And then it just gets to a point where it gets ugly because they force themselves to stay in it for so long. And then they're like, we should have just done this from the beginning when we saw the problems arising.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that before I had kids, I didn't understand why people would stay in an unhappy situation because of kids. But right. I know, Tracy, you have kids. I've heard from your past.
Three.
I'm a fan. And for your past podcast. And so, you know, like, my husband and I discussed this before we had kids. And I said, listen, bud, if we ever get divorced, you're staying in the freaking basement for Thanksgiving and Christmas because my kids aren't sleeping outside my house. So you better get right with that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's funny and cute to say. Oh, but, God. You know, when you have kids, you realize that, like, you're looking at them eat cereal in the morning and my kids dropping Cheerios all over the floor. I'm like, I'm going to kill you. And then I think to myself, if I couldn't watch him eat Cheerios, I'd be so devastated because he was at his dad's house 3 days a week, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're only little for a little bit of time. And
Nance, has that changed your having children? Has it changed like your, you know, the way you work? Like you realize how important it is for the mother to be with the children, or, you know what I mean? For families to work it out and co-parent. You know what I mean? Like now you have a new kind of point of view on the whole thing. Maybe not as like, I don't want to say cold, but like I think a lawyer cold, you know what
removed.
I mean? Yeah,
yeah,
removed. There you go.
About it. Absolutely. Like, for example, I remember I had a woman years ago come into my office and she was crying and she's like, because I said to her, I said, listen, at the end of the day, unless dad's like, you know, a pedophile in jail, he's going to get parenting time with your kid.
Right.
So get right with it. I said, every other weekend, go get a pedicure, take a shower with anyone screaming at you. What are you crying about? And she's like, you don't understand. I said, I guess I don't, but you need to get right with it. And now, while I still would like to take a shower with no one screaming at me, I realized that when you know, as a mom in an intact family, me and my husband are constantly like, oh, let's get a babysitter and try to go out for a date night. And, you know, we try to do it once a month. And when we do, it's such an incredible experience for us. But we're doing it because we know that we can go home and spend time with our kids together whenever. The idea that, and I don't think anyone can wrap their head around this unless they're in it.
Yeah.
The idea that you have this child, it's your child that you're responsible for, and you can't be with them 24 hours a day or when you want to is insane.
It's insane,
you know?
To think about.
It's
upsetting. Yeah.
So, and it's for both moms and dads. It's not just moms. There, I know a lot of incredible dads that their kids are the center of their universe, and it's the same for them too.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough subject to even discuss. Like I don't even know how you do it every day. It's crazy, but it must feel good to help people. And you know, like it's kind of like you're giving people a do-over on their lives. Like they get to start over. You know.
So are there any situations that you've come in contact with that, like you were just saying, like that, you know, you're sleeping on the couch for Thanksgiving, like. That people get divorced and are still able to live under the same roof for the kids so that they both can see the kids all the time? Or is that not something that you've ever...
There are absolutely circumstances. And I know the circumstances are that you know, there are certain people that when they're getting divorced, they're so hurt. And there are different levels of it's really a grief. Like, getting a divorce is the death of a unit, the marital unit, you know, and there's a lot of books on it that I've read and a lot of research to be conducted on it. But, you know, when you're married, you are a couple, you know, and then when you, it's called uncoupling when you get divorced. So you're grieving the loss of that relationship.
Uncoupling. Uncoupling is a good word. Yeah.
Even if it was a really crappy relationship, you're still grieving that process. Right. Because, you know, especially in our culture, like the hoop up to getting married, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it takes just as long, you know, a year to plan a wedding and all that other crap. So it's a very emotional process. So there are people that are at different levels of grief or different levels of that process.
Mm-hmm.
When the emotions are high, it's difficult for people to take a step back and like see the forest through the trees and say to themselves, okay, at the end of this, I have a child and I'm going to be, whether I'm married to this person or not, my significant other, the other parent is going to be in my life forever. Because God willing, your kid's going to give you grandchildren and they're not going to have two first birthdays for your grandchild so that the two of you idiots can like come to theirs. You know, you're going to go to their weddings. You're going to go to their soccer games.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you have to come to grips. And I try and I tell my clients this all the time. You have to get to the point where you can move forward in that regard. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you are actually over someone, then you can realize, well, I'm not going to miss my kid's wedding, so I don't have to see this dipshit. Like, I'm going to get over it. I'm going to move on. I'm going to be right. But most people can get there on their own. The only, you know, the problem that I have, and it does not happen mostly with my clients, and that's when people hate the other person more than they love their kids. And that doesn't, it hasn't happened a lot with my clients, but that's the
that
thing.
That would be me.
You know, you just have to focus on it.
Jessica said that would be me.
No, I already know, like, that would be me. Like, I, like, if, like, I'm, you know, if my husband, like, stepped outside the marriage, like, he's toast for the rest of my life. Like, I don't know how people do it. I guess I don't have kids. I can't understand it. But, like, and that's why I admire people who do it, because it must be so fucking hard because you want to murder that person. You know?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I think that's where I step in, because in that situation, true. God forbid that happened to you. So my position would be, okay, he stepped out of the marriage, so he ruined your trust, and he ruined your relationship in your eyes, and it's over, and now you have to get divorced. But don't let him ruin your kid's life, and don't let him ruin your ability to enjoy your child. So, you know, at that point, it's really just changing the perspective on it. Am I going to let this son of a bitch cheat on me and then fuck up my whole life? No, I'm not.
Wow, you know, it's like divorce attorney / therapist in one. I like it.
So much. So much. I tell people all the time, they come in here, I'm like, I'm not your Girl Scout leader, and they're in-network professionals that are a lot cheaper. So take that and, you know, get a bottle of Arbor Mist or something, go talk to your girlfriend.
Arbor Mist. No, she didn't.
Wow, what a throwback. Yeah.
Look, even the lawyers are drinking Arbor Mist. Come on.
No, please. No, I'm not.
okay, so I want to talk about with you, what about people who are engaged, okay, and have this happen? So they haven't been married yet. Are they also seeing you, like, to end an engagement? Because, like, what happens with the ring? Like, what happens with the canceled wedding?
Yeah, like, who gets the ring?
Like, who pays the vendors? Like, how does that work?
So, yes, I absolutely have those clients. And I say, if you have, you know, my first piece of advice, absolutely blanket advice, is if you are having second thoughts about getting married, then do not get married. Period.
Yeah.
End of story. There's no question in my mind, unless you're a millionaire without a prenup, don't get married. That's it.
Good advice.
So
good advice.
There's no reason to do it. Wait for the right one. But yes, so an engagement is really like a contractual relationship, you know, from back in the day, the ring was presented in consideration of that contract. Mm. So someone proposes to you and they give you a ring and they say, will you marry me? You say yes. Then if you get married, you can keep the ring. If you don't get married, you're supposed to return the ring. And there are some exceptions, as there are always exceptions to every rule in law.
Is it true that if you get a ring on a holiday, then it's considered a gift and doesn't count? Or is that an old wives' tale?
Yes, in the event that it's a holiday where you get a gift. So let's say you are...
You get to keep that shit?
Well, yeah, let's say you're Muslim or Jewish or something and you don't celebrate Christmas. You never celebrate Christmas and you've been together for 5 years and you've never exchanged Christmas presents. And you get this ring on Christmas Day. then no, there would be an argument in court to suggest that you never exchanged Christmas presents, so you know you didn't give it as a gift. But if you know you're in front of your whole family on Christmas Eve and you finally get your present from your boyfriend and he gives you a diamond, then
this shit is yours. Okay.
Men, yeah, are you listening? Do not.
Present, not just my engagement ring.
Yo, everyone does it too. You see
men
on Facebook?
Do not propose on a holiday.
Yeah, it's actually funny.
Save yourself.
I know jewelers, when they give the ring to guys when they're picking it up, like they tell them, don't propose on Valentine's Day if you usually give her a gift. Don't propose on Christmas.
Wow, jewelers are sneaky and smart.
Well, at the end of the day, the guy's entitled to the ring back. And even if it's Christmas or whatever, you know, if the person that gave the ring gets a lawyer and everybody lawyers up, you're going to negotiate. And at the end of the day, the guy's going to get the ring returned. Whoa. And I'm going to say this. What do you want to keep it for? Like, it's bad juju. Send
it
back.
Is true.
Yeah.
You know, don't keep it.
That's true. It's funny. We've had women like write in and say like my fiance is trying to give me his like mother's who's divorced.
Yeah, who's
like,
divorced.
Ring.
And I'm like, oofa, get a new ring.
Get a new ring. Throw it out.
But yeah, maybe take a diamond and reset it in a different stone or something.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I agree. You don't really want that karma to follow you, but they're expensive. So maybe your hubby can only buy you a, you know, super zirconium or something. I don't know.
Pass. We'll set it in a big setting and call it a day.
Nancy, so if you're engaged and you plan this big wedding and you end up calling off the wedding, who pays the vendors?
So,
because you know those vendors get paid no matter
vendors
what.
Vendors are not fucking
rats, rat trap.
I can tell you professional experience and personal experience on this one because I actually did this.
What?
Yes, I actually did this. So I was engaged before and we parted ways. And he was a great guy. I wish him very, very well. And he's married to a beautiful woman. They have kids and I'm married to a wonderful man and we have kids. So, you know, all is well that ends well. But so that is really not, that's like contract law. So let's say you go to a vendor and you give them a $7,000 deposit. There's a huge contract, and it's like those four sheets of like a car dealership, right? Like white, pink, yellow paper. Mm-hmm. So on that contract, it says if you cancel within this much time, like how much of your deposit you surrender. If you cancel within 30 days and they lose money, like how much money you're going to get back. So if you both sign those contracts, which I guess my advice on this is if you're going to get married and you're going to go through the process of having this big wedding, plan it together and, you know, come up with the money together. And then, you know, one party gets the photographer and the other person, the videographer or whatever, the florist or whatever. So that this way you guys are kind of liable for the same amount, but also you may want to try to negotiate that in the event your event is canceled for an unforeseen circumstance, like a breakup or a weather event or a death in the family, that if the venue covers, so they get another event on that day, if it's a one event venue, that they will, you know, refund you a portion of the cost.
Right.
So this way you're going to have the whole thing.
I didn't know that was an option.
My original blanket advice still maintains that if you're not sure, don't get married, but
I think that's very good advice.
I mean, I think that's the most common sense advice for people
it's
who
hard,
do not
though.
Have
I've
any
been
common
in that
sense.
Position. It's not an easy thing to do, and you're hurting a lot of people, and it's not just you, you know, you're marrying a family, and you have probably had a long relationship with that family, so it's really not emotionally easy to end an engagement or to say no, of course, or to end a relationship. And, you know, a lot of times, especially like at our age and people that are a little younger, they date someone for so long. And then the next possible step is to get married. And you don't really want to break up with the person because you're not unhappy, but you know, they're not really the one.
Yeah.
But then you're like, well, I'm kind of old. Where am I going to meet someone? I don't want to do online dating. Like this. So let yourself get taken. You shouldn't do that because, you know, then you're leaving yourself not open to other better options.
Yes. Oh my God. We say this all the time. Like every second you're wasting your time with somebody is a second you're losing meeting someone new that you actually could fall in love with.
Absolutely.
I mean,
and yourself. People don't work on themselves enough. Like if you can't be happy with yourself, you can't be happy with anybody else.
Girl, I love that. You know, we both know a friend who could use that advice.
Yeah. Phone a friend.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
That's great. Last thing I want to touch on with you are prenups.
Yeah. Yay or nay?
Yay or nay?
Well, it depends. So I worked for a woman who's an old school attorney. She's been practicing for like a million years, and she was a huge bitch. But she gave me some advice when I was a young lawyer and said, how much do you charge to draft a prenup? And I said, I have no idea. She said, the cost of your malpractice insurance. Because, unfortunately, prenups are very difficult. Now, I do them. I'm doing a couple right now. And, you know, I think that the goal when you're doing a prenup is to find an attorney that is going to explain to you the law as it relates to the assets that you have and the assets you're potentially going to obtain. What do I mean? So, for example, Armando, my husband, he owns a condo in Florida where his mom lives, and he's owned it for his life. Before we got married, owned a house in Fairview that was my family's house. So those are premarital assets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you own them before the marriage, then they are likely not something that you have to divide when you get divorced. However, there are laws that make it so that if you guys always paid the mortgage from your joint bank account, or you put in a new floor or a new bathroom or made improvements,
that all of a sudden you qualify
there, then it could make it so that the asset gets somewhat what we call transmuted. So, you know, as far as prenups are concerned, I don't, you know, if you don't have assets that are going to be invested in during the course of the marriage and they're premarital, most premarital assets in the state of New Jersey, because we're what's called an equitable distribution state, are not going to be transmuted into marital property. But I think that if you have a concern about your assets, you should absolutely reach out to an attorney and have a consultation to see whether or not the assets that you have now are subject to or might be subject to division if you get divorced in the future.
And so, Nancy, like, in order to get a prenup, you need to have assets, right? Like, that makes sense to do. I'm not getting a prenup.
Can you think of a situation where you would want a prenup and you don't have any assets? I mean, no, that's not necessarily
true. What about
true.
Beetlejuice? Is he an asset?
Who's Beetlejuice?
My son, my dog.
Dog?
No, I thought it was Jeter Cat.
Aw, R.I.P.
Jeter Cat's probably a little old at this point, huh?
Yeah, he's a little bit under.
You know, I forget how long it's been since we were in college. It's only like, 5 years since we graduated?
Yeah, right.
okay, what about Beetlejuice? So, okay. No, but it's actually a growing population of people that come in and they're like, oh, and I'm like, okay, what are your issues? What do you want? And they're like, I get the cat or I get the dog.
I get the hamster.
I've actually had people, I had a case recently where the people agreed that they have a parenting time schedule for their dogs.
Yuck. What is it called?
There's a name for it.
Yeah, but what is it called?
Joint custody of their puppies, their cats, whatever. Listen, my position on this is cold. Okay, I'm gonna get down to it. I have a dog, Duke. I love Duke. He's the most wonderful doggy in the world. But truth be told, if we got divorced, God forbid, my husband would probably take Duke. And he's gonna be listening, being like, "Hell yeah, I fucking take Duke." Are you freaking kidding me? But I'm going to say this. When you're getting divorced, it's an awful time in your life. The two of you put your heads together, and you know who should take the dog or the cat or the hamster or the goldfish. I mean, you know. And at the end of the day, especially if you don't have any children, holding on to that partner and going through a custody battle over the dog is only going to impede your ability to move on.
That's cold,
and there's probably like animal activists out there that are like, oh my God, what a cold-hearted bitch. But at the end of the day, it's real. And I'm not gonna, you know, I tell people, I'm not gonna fight over your Bob's sofa because it costs you more money for me to fight over him. And I'm gonna tell you, there are millions of dogs and cats in this world that need good homes. Go get a new puppy.
True. That's great advice.
It's not nice. It's true. Unless you have kids and they're attached to the dog, and then maybe the dog goes with the kids. What do I know?
That sounds fair.
Different situations.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like I had like a mini school session just now. Yeah, I felt like I learned a ton.
Nancy, this is an incredible life to live.
Yeah.
Nancy, are your parents together? Like, do you have any divorce? I'm just curious if there's divorce like close to home at all.
No, actually, I really fell into it. I think that it's because I love talking to people, and I've always been kind of like a mom and a therapist kind of person. Like, people come to me for whatever reason to talk them down. And I think it's really, as I said before, all about perspective. And I just think it may be this too. In this area of the law, it's definitely academic. I mean, we have an impressive amount of case law that and rules and statutes and all that, but it's also common sense. Mm-hmm. And I like to think of myself as kind of like a down and dirty attorney. Like, we're going to get it done. I'm not going to bullshit around and charge you $5,000 extra to get to a conclusion that I can get to with $2,000. Mm-hmm. So I like the common sense aspect of it. I like to be able to sit down and say to people, why are you arguing over, you know, every other 4th of July? Like, is 4th of July an important holiday to you? No? Stop being a dick. Let's move on.
I like that. This is sometimes these people need a middle person to step in.
That's what she does.
And
mediates.
Just be real. Yeah. And
that's
be real.
What most people need as a mediator.
And I do that. I'm more than willing to say to people, and I tell them, I'm going to tell you if you're being unreasonable, and I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I cost money, and that's stupid. Don't spend money on me that you could be spending on your kids. So
excellent.
That's true. Something I try to go by.
Nancy, you have a website. Where can people find you if they need you and they want to come in for this consult? This $50 off. Just mention bad examples when you hit Nancy up. How can we find you?
Yes. So my website is www.nhortalaw.com.
N-H-O-R-T-A law.com.
Yes, nhortalaw.com. Or Great. They can call my office, which Crystal is wonderful, and she's always here. And my office is 201-308-5256, and I'm right in Hackensack, across the street from the courthouse.
Perfect. You got that 201 number, you know.
Jersey.
That's how we know
realness.
You're real. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have 201 if you're legit, right?
Yeah. Nancy, thank you so much for taking the time out of your, like, real-life day.
In your court.
Your court.
Thank you.
To talk to our little old podcast.
I think it really applies, because we talked about a lot of general good stuff, but just in case anybody's listening and then I want to quote, like, oh, but Nancy, what is that? You know, I should get X, Y, and Z. This is general legal advice, so nobody should take it to the bank unless they give me their specific circumstances and I give them.
Yeah, like, yeah, you guys, this doesn't, this, do not rule your life based on this 30-minute phone call.
Well, the baddie said that.
Yeah, baddie radio said.
Baddie radio.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for calling in. I feel like people are going to be, phones are going to be ringing.
Yeah, it's very, very enlightening. And what you said makes so much sense. Like,
yeah,
do
about
this
the
as
kids.
Quick as possible. Move on. Like, leave the drama at home. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I'm so
Thanks,
excited.
Thanks, Nancy.
You guys are doing great things.
No, thank you.
DeFi will.
Oh, my God. You sorority people are so cute.
We're the worst.
We're the worst. She's right. Thanks, Nancy.
Bye.
Talk
Thanks,
soon.
Guys. Talk
Bye.
Soon.
All I could think about the whole time she was talking was that, like, I wish I was a divorce attorney just so I could be out to dinner with Dennis. And if his eyes wandered like a centimeter to the wrong way to another woman,
this
I'd
is
be
exactly
like,
why.
Divorce attorney.
That you're not a divorce attorney. Yeah. This is exactly why life did not take you in that path.
Taking you to the bank, babe.
Denny would be shitting every day. He'd be like, oh my God, did I walk too loudly? Divorce attorney.
Yeah. Walking on his tiptoes around me.
I can't.
Yeah, you're right. I would so use it to my advantage.
You're the worst.
All my girlfriends, I'd be just eyeing down all their husbands like, yeah, I'm watching you.
Yep. This is why some people choose certain career paths, because this was not written in the stars for you.
No, it was not. Oh, man. And I'm telling you, like, I just can't describe Nancy more. Like, we're in the same sorority, but she is, like, older than me. So mm-hmm. she, like, kind of, like, hazed me and was, like, really good
oh
at that.
Oh, my God.
But
what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I still have, like, I fear her. Like, and that's what I feel like when you take your man to court, like, your ex to court, you kind of want someone that, like, you fear a little
Who
bit.
Has hazed somebody
yes,
before.
Yes. She's got it in her bones. But listening to her, I'm like, wow, she's not like softened up, but like she's got children. Like, so she gets both sides of it now. She knows how to like destroy someone, but in the same breath, wow, like it sounds like, you know, she can be comforting,
nurturing.
And, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, good job, Nancy. You've really found your
niche.
I can't believe she married somebody in it too. It's
and
so
I love
great.
His name, Armando Horta.
I know. I was like, oh shit, girl. Okay, yeah. Get it.
I was like, he deserves to be on like a soap opera or something with that name.
I'm taking your ass to court with Armando Horta.
Armando Horta. They both hate us right now, by the way.
Oh, my God. So I know this episode, we were trying to keep it light and fun. I know divorce is a serious
thing. Divorce is so serious. We didn't want to, like, be Debbie Downers. So we're trying to laugh it off and, like, not make it so serious and have a good time and whatever. But it sucks.
Like, Tracy, good advice.
I mean,
you know, divorce sucks, but, you know, have a good time.
Have a good time while doing it.
Well, let's end it with this, because this is from Amanda, one of our baddies. And I thought this was a really good note to end on. Okay. She messaged us and she says, I just wanted to tell you guys, because she heard we were doing the divorce episode, mm-hmm. right? I just wanted to tell you guys that I've been to hang in there and be the bad bitch that you are. I've been divorced officially a year, June 1st, and it took 11 months for it to happen. It takes a toll on you mentally and physically, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm a single mom to my beautiful 3-year-old daughter now and wouldn't change what I went through. I lost 250 pounds. 220 was my ex and 30 was my own weight.
Wow.
I own a house. I have a good job. And I've been in a relationship with a wonderful man that makes sure I always orgasm for almost a year now. Divorce sucks, but you know what? Getting divorced does not mean the end.
It means the beginning. Slow clap into a golf clap. Who always makes sure I orgasm. Highlight that
right now.
It means
the beginning of something new and exciting. I hope that these women and men, for those baddie men out there, have a great support system and know that they're not alone.
That was really sweet. I'm glad that worked out for her.
Right? I mean, this
and
is,
the little
I
babes.
Think this is how it is for everybody. Like she said, it was mentally exhausting. It took a toll.
It was a long
year. But there's a light at the end of the
title.
Yeah, there's a light. Yeah. You know, and she's, and it, look, she's happy now with a better man she's got a daughter. Like, he doesn't care. He still makes her come.
Yeah. You see? Kids and all, he still made her come.
He still makes her come. And on that note, thank you, Dimly Witt.
Thank you for supporting us.
Thank you for supporting us.
Even
thank
though
you,
we
baddies.
Say things like come on the radio.
For those of you guys at work.
For those so of sorry. You at work. Sorry for getting you fired.
We did so good all episode and then we just threw out the cum word.
We just,
like,
it's such
so
an aggressive
casually.
Word.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I didn't realize how bad it sounded until we said it. Wonderful.
We love you guys. Yeah.
Rate, subscribe. Send this to a friend who's going through a divorce. Send it to somebody who's thinking about going through a divorce. Send it to somebody who's getting married to make sure she really wants to marry them before she ever has to have a divorce.
Yeah. Like Nancy said, people, afterwards, they're better. Everyone figures it out, you know? Right.
And I'm sorry, but we're the, you know, may not be the best examples you have.
We're literally the best you got.
Yeah, so sorry, but you're welcome.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.